Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 8th. Wednesday, February the 8th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very important topic, as they all are. Today, we want to talk about just another piece in the puzzle of pulling back the mask, unveiling our limiting beliefs and our psychological barriers and our emotional blocks. One of those limiting beliefs, psychological barriers, is manifested as stress. So stress equals struggle. So the more stress we have, the more struggle we have. And so when we talk about stress in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, we are talking about the equivalency of struggle. So do you ever feel like you are not enough? Let me say that again. Very important statement. Please put on your thinking caps for a moment. This is a very, very important topic today to help you uncover the psychological barriers, to help expose and delete some of the negative habit programmings, cognitive dissonance, and the negative core imprinting beliefs that has been imprinted on the surface of your cells and your soul. And without understanding that your stress level equals your vibration level, struggle and stress is an indication of a low vibratory rate. That means that your stress is going to be manifested in your life as struggle. So the reason that you are struggling is because of the stress. And the reason that you are stressed is because of the mess. And the reason that you have this mess is because you don't have the message. And so the message is mess with age. So a mess age, a message is just your mess that has matured and you have saw you see the silver lining in that mess. And because you've added some seasoning to it, you've added some age to it, now this mess doesn't cause you any more stress. And you are able to transmute this mess into a message. And what I have for you today is my mess that has been seasoned with age and has been transmuted into a message. And this message is going to tap into your vibratory rate and raise your vibratory rate and replace this hidden core negative habit belief system, which says, I am not enough. The only way that you can vibrate on a low level, at the core, at the base, at the root. Now remember, I don't do fluff. I don't do effects. I don't do demonstration. I don't deal with effects. I deal with the cause of the effect. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. Let me say that again. So this stress that is manifested inside of your life as struggle. So you're struggling financially. You're struggling relationshiply. You're struggling nutritionally or health. And you're struggling wisdom. So in the four major areas, you're struggling because the struggle is not going away, because the stress is not going away, because the mess is not going away, because you don't have the message. It's not until this mess teaches you the message that you need to know. Nothing goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing goes away until it teaches you what you need. Nothing goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. You are deliberately creating your own reality. You are deliberately creating this stress. You are deliberately creating your own struggle. Everything that you're doing, you're on automatic pilot because you're not listening to the mess. And until you hear and heed the call, you will continue to deliberately create this reality that requires you to be, again, not enough. All my life, I was not enough. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't tall enough. I wasn't fast enough. I wasn't black enough. I wasn't white enough. It was never enough. Enough is never enough. Enough is never enough. How much money do you make? It's not enough. How are you doing health-wise? Not enough. You're always striving for more and more. Enough is never enough, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter who you talk to. Stress equals struggle, because stress is the result of your mess. And your mess is the result of you not being in contact with the message that the mess is trying to give you. And as long as you are ignoring the mess, you will continue to have the stress. And as long as you have the stress, you will continue to have the struggle. So you're struggling today financially. You're struggling today emotionally. You're struggling today nutritionally. You're struggling today economically or intellectually. You're struggling today biologically. You're struggling today in all of these areas. You will continue to struggle today, and you will continue to struggle for the rest of your life until you hear the message. Because again, until you heed the call, that nothing ever goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Your mess creates your stress. Your stress creates your struggle. Your struggle will continue until you see what you need to know, until you take your mess and turn it into your message. Your mess, whatever the worst thing that's going on in your life right now, mine was I had no purpose. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. I was going through life like a freaking cancer cell. Everywhere I went, I left a trail of destruction. So you guys know the story? Buku jobs, buku relationships, buku cars, buku houses, buku, buku, buku. Just running and running and running and running. Why? The Bible says where there is no vision, see, I had no mental picture in my head. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. If you do not have self-control, you don't have no vision. And if you don't have no vision, you don't have your Dale Kinnear report. And if you got your Dale Kinnear report, you have not read it. And if you read it, you don't understand it. Stress equals struggle. No stress, no struggle. So how do you get rid of the stress? Well, you get rid of the stress by raising your vibratory rate. How do you raise your vibratory rate? Get rid of your core imprint. Your core imprint was imprinted on the surface of your blood cells at birth. And then it was another imprint that was imprinted on you based upon the ley lines of your birth. So the city and the place where you was born has a viceroy there. That viceroy is the head disposition. He stamped you. And so when you entered into this dimension, the viceroy put a core imprint in your core. It's inside of your soul. So your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, it has a core imprint on it. And unless you remove that core imprint, which is what I'm doing in 2017, because that's what I did to my own life, until you remove that core imprint, you will have stress. This stress, again, is the result of your mess. So this mess gives you this stress. This stress gives you this struggle. And again, let me say it for the 15th time. Now, this is probably the 20th time that I've said it. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing will ever go away until it teaches you. So your mess is your message. And until you add age with your mess to get your mess age, your message is your mess with age. So you got to season it a little bit. And then that becomes your message. Once you accept your message, you override your mess. You remove your stress, and you have no more struggle. Now, this is all mental. Nothing happens in the outside. Your bank account doesn't change. Your relationship doesn't change. Nothing changes on the physical. This changes metaphysical. This changes in the mental, in the invisible realm first. Then it manifested in the physical realm. So again, at your core, at your root, right now as I'm talking to you, this is what is going on inside of your brain. Right now, your brain is telling you on the core imprint that was given to you in your mother's womb, it was imprinted on you. It's like somebody come by and bam, they put a stamp on your forehead, plow. Then you was born, plow, another stamp. Then your mother and father started arguing, plow, another stamp. Then you saw poverty, plow, another stamp. Then depending on the place of your birth, plow, another stamp. Then depending on your blood type, because that's your God type, plow, another stamp. So you got all of these negative stamps or these negative paradigms. And until you address those at their core, so how do you address those at their core? You have to start with the number one cause of all stress, shame, and guilt. At your core, at your root, there is something that you are ashamed of. At your core, at your root, there is something that makes you feel guilty. And that sucks the life or the light out of you, so you vibrate in a contracted state. You're an introvert. Now, I'm not talking about this introvert, extrovert, you know, personality bullshitness that people take. That's great. Knock yourself out. That's cool. But when you finish doing that, you got to still deal with them demons that's inside your blood cells, those dispositions. Until now, don't get me wrong, I took all these personality tests. There's a great book called Personality Plus, one of the greatest books I've ever read. And then I took another one called DISC, D-I-S-C. All of these personality things that tell you your personality off the chain, unfortunately, doesn't change your core. See, I'm a core guy. See, in physical fitness, what's interesting, that if you don't develop your core, when you go to lift heavy, what happens is you're going to blow out a ligament. Because the ligaments that holds the muscle, I don't care how big your muscles are, if your tendons and your ligaments inside of your joints are not conditioned to support the mass or the muscle, them suckers is going to blow out when you try to lift heavy. In other words, when you go through adversity. So you can have big muscles, but if your core is weak, you are weak. So I'm a core guy. So when I work out, I do core exercises that develop my core, my solar plexus, because the solar is the soul. That's where your soul are. That's where your souls are. That's where your soul is. That's the solar. S-O-L-A-R. And the solar. Sonar or the sun. It's in your solar plexus. And so if you don't develop that area, you're going to be contracted instead of expanded. So right now, you can't vibrate because you're in a contracted state. That means that you are separated from light. You are separated from the source. You are separated from God. You're separated from the light. You're living in darkness. So the Bible says you got to come out of darkness. Come out of darkness into the marvelous light. You can't, because you're ashamed. You have guilt. Now, me, I couldn't read and write. So the teacher would call. Every time I remember, man, sitting in class in the back, and then I would count the number of people. Okay, she would start at the beginning, and I would count 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm number 10. And he said, okay, everybody start off. Okay, Mary Ann, could you read chapter 1, please? Then Mary would read chapter 1. Jan, could you read chapter 2? I mean, paragraph 2. And then I would count. And so I knew I have to read paragraph 10. I couldn't read. What happens? When I did read, everybody was like, you know, kids, they can't read. Ha, ha, ha. And I felt about 2 feet tall. And I remember I used to defecate and urinate on myself. I'd be sitting in class. I was so scared. I still remember Miss Tinsley. She'd come over there with that pencil, I mean with that ruler, and pow, she hit me on my hand. I was in elementary school, brothers and sisters, defecating and urinating on myself because I was not enough. And the reason that I wasn't enough, because I used to watch my mother let another woman beat her, and I wanted to stop it, but I was too little. I would run over there, and she would just slap me in the face. I would just fall down. And I couldn't wrap my brain around as a child why an adult would let another adult abuse them. And then why that adult would watch as that adult abused their child. My brain couldn't comprehend it, so my brain fractured. And that's when I got arrested development disorder. And that's when I created this alter ego to deal with it. And I became a bad guy. Beyonce, when she takes the stage, she says, hey, Beyonce doesn't take the stage. Sasha Fierce takes the stage. So then I developed these alter egos, kind of like in the movie Split, to deal with the adversity. And so that became, now again, my mess turned into stress. And I couldn't handle that stress, so that stress turned into struggle. And that struggle now is manifested in my life. And it manifests at the core. Now again, we're talking about core imprinting today. We're talking about how do you, not your brother, not your sister, this is not nobody else's message, this is your message. How do you deal with and remove the stress in your life? If you got stress, if you got struggle, it's because you got mess. So you got a mess. That mess, as I've said, let me say it another 5 more times. Somebody please write this down. I started off the show saying it. We're going to say this for the rest of the show. Your mess is not going anywhere until it teaches you what you need to know. Your mess, the situation, now you can change it. You can change it out. You can leave one relationship and go to another relationship. Guess what? That new relationship is going to have the same message that the old relationship had that you didn't learn. Oh, you at that job and you got a mess. This mess is creating stress. This stress is causing struggle. But you don't want to deal with the struggle. You don't want to deal with the stress. You don't want to deal with the mess. So you change jobs. Guess what? That mess follows you to that next job. Oh, you got to exercise? Guess what? Follows you. So this mess is going to continue to follow you because the universe is a vibrational place. So if you want to manifest something in your life, you have to align your energy with the frequency that you want in your life. Everything vibrates. Nothing in this dimension stays still. So that means you have to raise your vibrational rate. That means you have to get rid of the statement that says, I'm not enough. Now, you may be saying it in a different way, but at its core, at its base, it is, I'm not good enough. You may be saying, at your core, if you're honest, when I make this statement, I'm not good enough. Something happens in your soul. You're not good enough. When you somebody in your soul, it brings and it triggers an emotional response in your soul. Because nothing ever goes away until it teaches you what you need to know. Nothing. So what is your vibration? Every emotional state has a resonance, just like music. So how is your personal space resonating right now? What is around you right now? See, like attracts like. What is your vibratory rate right now? And how do you change your vibrational rate? Because right now, there is a subconscious belief that says, I am not enough. And because you're not, it says, I'm not happy, or I don't have enough, or you are in a place of a retracted vibrational state. You are saying subconsciously, I don't have enough money. And by saying that, you connect with the vibration of no money, and you draw no money. You are saying on a subconscious level, I don't look good enough. Subconsciously, women, oh, man, it's crazy to me. Women are beautiful, and they always say, well, you know, I don't look good enough. Really? I think you look beautiful. No, you know, my hair, you know, my eyes, you know, I need a breast lift. I need a, you know, a butt implant. I need this. I need that. Why? I don't care how much plastic surgery you do. I don't care how many butt lifts. I don't care how many cheek implants, how many Botox you do. Until you deal with that subconscious belief that says, I am not good enough, that says, I am not beautiful enough, that says, I am not enough, I ain't tall enough, I ain't smart, I'm not smart enough, I'm not black enough, I'm not white enough, my eyes are not blue enough. Something in your soul is telling you that you are not enough. That is the retracted state. That is a Luciferian statement. That is the mess. That is the message. And so this, until you identify that mess, that is your paradigm. That is your failure mechanism. That is your core imprint. That is your program. Until you locate, find, delete, and add a new program, a new life-sustaining program, until you pay attention to your because. Now, tonight, we're going to start, and we got to blow some cookies. Because tonight we got to learn, we got to deal with because. See, because is the cause of all your problems. I am going to ask you a question, and you are going to respond by saying this. Brother Will, I cannot do that because. Whatever follows after the word because, as I will prove to you tonight, that's your demon. He's your pet. He's been hanging around you since you were six. Everybody at birth, go look at the definition of the word genius, and you'll see it means genius. It means that you are assigned at birth an entity, and he follows you around, and he tells you what to do. Now, I talk about parasite attachments. We're going to break all that down, and when we go through that part of the program that deals with emotional cords and demonic cords and breaking emotional cords and demonic cords. But you see what happened is somebody told you a belief, you brought it. Somebody said, you know what, Allah is the only God. You said, man, that sounds good. And you brought it. How much did that cost? It cost how many neurons in my brain for me to believe that Allah is God? And then you brought it. And once you brought that statement, then you start selling it to other people. Hey, brother, come over here. You start becoming, again, what the Bible called a proselyte. And the Bible says that anybody who crossed land and sea to proselyze one makes that person tenfold candidate of hell than he was before he was proselytized. So you sell your belief, your neuron, to somebody else. First, you got to buy it. Once you buy it, then you sell it to somebody else. That's how you reinforce it within yourself. And so now you make a choice, but by making a choice, you block your choice. What choice? I made a choice to believe that Allah is God. And by believing that, I block all other choices from coming into my life. What other choice? Jesus is God. Blocked. Buddha is God. Blocked. You know, Hare Krishna is God, blocked. Shiva is God, blocked. Why? I already got a belief. When you talk to a believer, don't believe me, go and talk to any believer. You know what they're going to tell you? I already got Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm blocked. Now, the definition of the word truth is the opposite of that. The definition, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, Jesus said that I will send you a strong delusion, a block. If you do not have the love of the truth, the word truth means aletheia. It means objectivity. It means no blocks. So when you got a block, you block other blocks. So by having a block, by not being open, by not addressing your core limiting belief, you block other beliefs, meaning the solution. So God is bringing a solution, but you can't put new wine in the old wineskin. Now you got $5 balled up in your hand. I got $500. I'm going to put it in your hand. You can't put $500 in a hand that's holding $5. Why? $5, your hand is closed. So in order for me to put $500 in your hand, you got to let go of the $5. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. In order for me to put the truth in your brain, you got to remove the belief that's already there. But you can't. You can't remove that belief because that's your core. That belief is you. Let me make sure you understand how deep this is. Do you know, psychologically speaking, that you would actually go mentally insane? You could possibly, if you listened to me and just applied what I said without following the steps, you could possibly end up in a mental institution. You cannot take away a person's belief. Remember the Matrix? He said that, hey, if you unplug them too soon, you can't unplug them. They'll go cuckoo. Your belief system is you. You brought it. Now, remember, you brought it. Somebody came to you when you was a kid and says that all black people are devils. And you joined the KKK, and you got you a little blah, 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 and you walk around. Or you went hung out with Huey Lewis and the boys, and, you know, you joined the Black Panther Party, and they say all white people are devils. You say, yeah, that's right, dog. All white people are devils. Kill whitey. And you go join up with the Black Panther Party. And then you go sell that belief. And every time you proselytize it, every time you sell it, you reconform the imprint. That means you put another stamp. That means you add more neurons. That means you go deeper down the well. That means that when you talk to somebody like me, you're going to listen to me and you say, that nigga is full of bullshit, isn't it? Why? Your belief that you sold and reinforced to yourself because you keep regurgitating it says all white people are devils. And I'm telling you, what color is God? What color is frequency? Now, when you answer that question, I'm that color. Because frequency ain't got no freaking color. Because color, again, the definition of black is the absence of all light and the inclusion of all light. Please don't believe me. Just look it up. So there ain't no such thing as black. So we all argue and fight over non-issues. People are talking about race. Race is when you get two people to line up and they run. Ain't no such thing as race. Now, there's not nationalities, but there is no such thing as no freaking race. Racism doesn't exist. Now go to the hood and say that. That's their struggle. They like that stress because they in that mess. They don't know how to transmute that mess and turn it into a message. And so they fight to keep the block. So every time you tell me your belief system, you're telling me what's blocking you. You're telling me why. That's why you can't make money. That's why you can't be healthy. That's why you can't be in a good relationship. And that's why you can't learn anything because you already know everything. So I come to you and I tell you, oh, Doc, man, well, you know, brother, well, I read and I saw this video that said, I don't believe what you're saying, my brother. You can't put new wine in no old wineskin. You said, well, Brother Will, everybody got absolutely. So you go through them and you get rid of them. How do you do that? Connect with the source. How do you connect with the source? Do you know that your emotions? Now, I didn't answer that question on purpose. I don't think I just skipped over it. How do you connect with source? I'm going to let you chew on it for a while. How do you connect with source? Like for real, for real, for real. I'm not talking about now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That if he die before I wake, I pray the Lord. No, hell no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how do you, brother, how do you, sister, connect? How do you be God? Now, I got a whole series and a whole book that explained it. But if you didn't listen to that series, if you don't have that book, you don't know how to connect with God. See, I don't have to get on my knees, close my eyes, go in a freaking closet. I am being God now. I don't have to go get him. I don't say, yo, God, come over here, homie. I got something to talk to you about. And me and God are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, I know that's contrary to most people's belief system, but trust me, you'll get there by the end of this year if you hang out with me. Because you, your mess, do you know that my mess now is my imp? What the devil tried to kill me with, which was words. I use words to kill him. So my question to you is, what did the devil try to kill you with? What was your mess, brother? What happened to you? Did you get molested when you was a kid? That's your gift. Your calling is to go out and find every kid that was inappropriately touched by Uncle John and Uncle Tom and Cousin Joe. And your job is to take what the devil tried to use to destroy you, take what the devil meant for evil, and turn it around and use it for your good. Because that contracts you. That will also expand you. So I took what gave me shame and gave me guilt. I couldn't read and I couldn't write. I was a functionally illiterate. You know how it is to be a police officer and you can't even freaking write a police report? I don't know if you understand. You know how it is to be a Marine and you can't even read a freaking compass? I don't even know if you understand. So I took all my flaws. I couldn't shoot, I couldn't swim, and I couldn't read a compass when I went into Marines. When I graduated, I was number one marksman. I was WSSI. You can drop me off in the middle of Bumbuck, Egypt, and I can find my way home. I don't need no compasses. Let me see the freaking stars. I took what the devil used to devalue me, and I transmuted it so that way now it elevates me. What's your problem, brother? You ain't got no freaking problem. You got an imaginary demon that's sitting in the seat of your soul that has contracted your life. He sucked all the joy out of you. And so now you're oscillating and you're vibrating in shame. You're vibrating in guilt. You're vibrating in apathy. You're vibrating in grief, fear, doubt, unbelief. All of those are negative vibrations, brother. So you have no light because light can't hang out with darkness. When darkness enters, where does light go? It doesn't exist. And so your job, my brothers and sisters, is to raise your vibratory rate. How do you do that? Let me tell you three things real quick to raise your vibratory rate today. Your emotions reveal your stress. Now, that's kind of like common sense. Think about it. So if I got an emotion and it's anger, that means I'm vibrating on anger. Now, that sounds like common sense, but it's not. What does that mean, though, in English? All energy is a thought. All thought is energy. All thought moves through emotions. All energy uses a vehicle called E, energy in motion, or entity in motion. So your energy, I-N-N-E-R, jumps in a vehicle called a neurotransmitter, and it drives down the highway of your neurons or your nervous system, and it goes down to your heart, and it sends out a frequency, and it draws everything around you that is identical to that. That is the most dangerous statement I just made. If your emotional state, that is the result of your thought says, I'm pissed off right now, because I don't like what Brother Will just said. I am angry. And since you are angry, you send out the vibration of angry, and you draw the angry birds to you. And all the angry birds come to your house, and they sit on your roof, and they caw, 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 and all of them hang out there because you're angry. So you draw angry. You vibrate on a certain level. And the reason that you vibrate on that level is because you are thinking thoughts that brings that emotional state. Now, as I've said on many, many shows, go to a scary movie and laugh. Like I'm talking about laugh. Or go watch Kevin Hart or some comedian and cry. I'm talking about be scared. Try to produce the opposite emotional state of your thought. Please try it at home. Please. Take a knife. No, that's a little too graphic. Take a needle, stick it into your hand, and when the pain sense, act like it doesn't exist. Try to express the opposite of what the brain is telling you. You see, brothers and sisters, you vibrate on a certain level, and the reason that you're vibrating on that level is because every thought that you are having right now matches that vibration. We need to adjust, all of us, myself included. I need to adjust my level so that way I feel good, so that way I draw good. I need to adjust my level so that I feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. I need to do things. So I can't do nothing because I ain't got the money or I ain't got the time, I ain't got this. So what can I do? Guess what? I got imagination. So I can think thoughts. I can imagine good things. Number one, how do I change my vibratory rate? Because remember, I got stress in my life. I'm stressed out financially, or I'm stressed out emotionally, or I'm stressed out my work. I've been working out, and hey, the weight ain't falling off. Or I'm stressed out because, you know, hey, my spouse said that, you know, hey, he or she gonna leave me next week. Oh, I'm stressed out because I go to work and I pick up the pipe that I heard people talking and saying that, hey, I'm about to get fired. So I'm stressed, homie. You don't understand. I got problems, dude. So how do I remove all the stress from my life? I need to pick thoughts that cause me to feel good. Now, people tell me this all the time, and I used to say this all the time, especially when I was in the self-help movement, because they didn't tell me how to pick those thoughts. So let me make sure you understand. When I go to the gym and I got that treadmill on 10, 11, 12, and I'm sprinting, I got to tell myself this feels good. And my body is like, no, we're tired, dude. Stop this treadmill. Get off now. But I got to trick my body to make my body think that running on this treadmill is good. So what do I do? For me, this is what I do. Music. I don't know what anybody has been taught. But anytime you want to transmute anything, music, only vehicle that I know, I can put on, and you guys know I love music, I love musical scores, or I love soundtracks. I can put on Braveheart soundtrack. I can put on, you know, Game of Thrones. Or I can put on The Last Samurai. And I don't know. I can't explain it. It transmutes. I don't care what mental state. When I'm at the gym, all time goes away. I go to another place. I can put on, like, if I'm lifting really heavy, I can go to the gym and I can put on 50 Young Buck, some hardcore rap that I really don't listen to, but I need that edge. I need that negative energy to push up 150-pound dumbbells in each hand. So if I'm doing my bench press, I'm not going to put on no Braveheart because I'm not trying to connect with melodrama. I'm not trying to relax. I'm not trying to get, you know, mystical. I'm trying to get aggressive. I'm trying to move 150 pounds in each hand up and down 10 times for 3 sets. So I need something that puts me in a mental state. And for me, music is number one. When you need to transmute your state, you're feeling bad. Now, worship music. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Ken Henry. See, I was perfect. Ken Henry came, you know, like the reason I talked about Miles Monroe. Because Miles Monroe, I personally met and I personally was taught by him. Now, I hate the fact that he just recently was murdered. Well, I shouldn't say that. He died. Let's just put it that way. Let's be politically correct. But Ken Henry, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Ken Henry. You can go to Google, go to YouTube and just type in Ken Henry or Hosanna Integrity. Now, Ken Henry has this song called Holies of Holies. And it starts off, take me past the outer courts into the holy place. Past the brazen altar, I want to see your face. Now, when I need to connect with the source, I don't know about nobody else. I can't speak on nobody else's life, what everybody else is do. Everybody else got different ways to connect with God and to connect with Source. You know, they tell you to visualize this, meditate, mantras, chants, yoga. That's off the chain. That's all that. That's great. That's great. But when I need to connect with God like yesterday, see, these songs play in my head. So when I need energy, like when I need a surge to move 150-pound dumbbells, when I'm doing an overhead press, and I got 100 pounds in each hand, and I need to press that above my head, and I'm doing overhead press. I don't put on Ken Henry. I put on Young Buck, or I put on 50. Or I put on something that puts me into a place that allows me to lift, and it takes away my attention from the weight or from the jog or from whatever is causing stress in my life. Now, I'm talking about how do you transmute one emotion to another one. This is very important because right now your emotions are your vibrations. Right now you feel bad. That's low vibration, and you need to feel good. Number one, music. Number two, people. Certain people I don't like. When I see them, my vibrations change. Then there are certain people I do like. I see them. Hey, Jim, what's up, homie? High five, blah, blah. Man, I feel good. Hang around different people. Number one, music. Number two, people. Number three, nature. Now, I don't know about you guys. Nature, like, I don't know. Well, I can watch the Nature Channel. I'm not talking about going out. Now, you can go out to nature. That's great. Let's say you live in New York. ain't no nature. Let you go to Central Park or somewhere and walk around. That's great, too. But let's say you can't get out of the house. It's raining. Click on a nature flick. I don't know. It transmutes for me. Watching nature, going out into nature, that's better. Now, all of these things I say you can do with your imagination. You can sit, close your eyes, and you could play Braveheart in your head. You can listen to that soundtrack in your head if you've heard it before. So you can recreate that in your imagination if you cannot pick up and move and go to that place. If you cannot listen to no music, if you cannot go and hang out with people, if you cannot go out into nature. Number four, laughter. If you can't find something, laughter is a great way to transmute the soul, to raise your vibratory rate. Number five, fruit of the spirit. Now, those five things helps you to change your vibratory rate, bam, instantly. Number one, put on some music. Number two, call the person you like to talk to who makes you feel good. Everybody got somebody that they inspire them. Call that person, say, hey, man, I was feeling kind of down. Why do y'all think I do life coaching and one-on-one? I want to be that guy that when you call and you feeling bad, hey, let me call Brother Will. And I talk to you and I say something that inspires you. Because guess what? What inspires you? Now, remember the two words, desperation and inspiration. You need both. You need to be desperate to leave that meme that you got. I was talking to a client today. Always makes me leery with the young clients because they're not desperate. So this client, very young, 22 years old. Now, the last client that I had, you guys know, I talked to him for 2 hours while I was in Florida. I'll never forget it because I came onto the show and I said it. He gave me his money. Month went by, 2 months. I didn't even hear him. The dude went on vacation. Came back. Him and his father was on the phone saying that, hey, you need to refund my son his money. And I told him, do I got stupid stamped on my forehead? He didn't understand. I talked to this your kid for an hour before. I tried not to take his money. And I told him that he was too young for this program. Was he too young? No. I told you guys, and I talk about Sister Chantal all the time. I've been life coaching her. She started when she was 18. An 18-year-old called me and gave me $100 to four sessions. 18. Do you know what I was doing when I was 18? You think I would have gave anybody money, talk to me at 18? I don't think so. Guess what? She's still one of my clients, one of my best clients. She's making major moves. I'm so proud of her. She's like one of my daughters. So it's not about the age. You can be 5 and still get this program. It's all about desperation and inspiration. Or do you recognize where you are at, and are you desperate? Are you at the place, as I talked about with the word diligent last night, to make a extreme, mutilating decision to do blank, which is your purpose. Once you get desperation, now you need something on the other side. Who inspires you? Oh, you ain't got nobody to inspire you. That's the problem. So let's say we're talking money. Now, I could say, you know, hey, $100,000 a year. That may not inspire you. Now, I could say, hey, $1 million a year. All of a sudden, yeah, my blood is perking. Now, Brother Will, you're talking my language. $1 million, that inspires you. I don't know what amount inspires you, but whatever it is, you need to get it. What about physical? Now, you guys told me, I just met this dude at the gym. Now, everybody else I met was guys that I had not met. Albert Beckles, the vegetarian guy. You just type in vegetarian bodybuilder. This dude's 80 years old. He's a vegan. Look at his body, please. Just go to Google, type in 80-year-old vegetarian bodybuilder, black dude. This dude looks like he's 40. Picture, I forgot his name, is on my wall. Albert Beckles, Canadian bodybuilder. Look at him. I think Albert Beckles now is like 80, 82 or 3. Look at him. Well, I met this dude personal now. Hispanic guy. This dude told me his age. I'm like, that's no way. He just started laughing. He said, yeah, I get it all the time. The dude is ripped. So I got inspiration right there. Every time I go to the gym, I go over there and talk to him. Name is Victor, my new friend. Victor, what's up, dog? Man, when I'm 80 years old, you don't know Victor. You my inspiration, homie. He just starts laughing. Do you got any inspiration? What inspires you, brother? What inspires you? You cannot raise your vibrational level if you ain't in no, you ain't got no inspiration. You mean to tell me you walk around all day, you and you know, beat down, broke, busted, and disgusted because life has beat the snot out of you and your mess is wearing you out. And now you got this mess. This mess creates all this stress. This stress creates all this struggling. You just struggling. Oh, brother, you know, I'm just hanging on. I'm believing God. My blessing is coming tomorrow. Yeah. And you singing them old Negro spirituals. God bless you, man. That's not how it works, brothers. That's not how it works. That's not, well, let me rephrase that. That's not how my world works. See, my world works, God helps those who help themselves. So do you feel like you don't have enough? Do you feel like you're not enough? How do you raise that feeling? What limited beliefs have you brought and sold to yourself? Because trust me, you have. Because what is stress? Your emotions are your stress. Your emotions are your vibrations. So high vibrations removes stress. That's it. It is that simple and that hard. As a quote from my good brother, Jay Money. I was talking with him yesterday, man, and we were joking about it. So I appreciate Brother Jasper, man, the fact that, you know, you understand why I say this, because I said and would say the same thing. So you mean to tell me I'm paying you $5,000 and I ain't getting no gadgets? You know, we're just going to talk and sing Kumbaya and everything going to be good? That's a great quote. I mean, like, I would say the same thing if it didn't work on me. See, high vibration removes stress. Low vibrations increases stress, period. Let me say that again. High vibes. What is high vibes? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, according to the scripture, according to universal spiritual law. Against such things, there is no law. In other words, universal law can be overridden by higher laws. So people say, hey, man, brother, sow a reaping, karma going to get you. No, I rise above karma. With a higher law, I transmute karma so it doesn't affect me. Now, if you live in a lower vibratory rate, it affects you. It doesn't affect me. See, cancer doesn't affect me. Diabetes doesn't affect me. Sickle cell doesn't affect me. None of those things affect me. Why? Because disease cannot live in an alkalinity state. Let me say that again. Disease, scientifically proven, cannot live in an alkalinity state. So raise your pH balance, brother. Raise your pH balance, sister, to 7.5. Get you some citrus. Get you some melons. And eat the hell out of them. Every day, all day. Drink you some distilled water with some lemon, preferably organic, because you need your water to be empty. It needs to be declustered water, and it needs not to be mineralized because the body can't absorb it. It's just going to create a deposit on your joints. So you need dead water. So that way the dead water is drinking, is putting trash bags. Trash bags takes out the mucus. The only way the body ages and gets sick is if it's full of mucus, as proven by Dr. Sabi before they killed him. Or let me rephrase that. Before he had an accident and, you know, passed away. Right. Here's another brother in his 80s. Now, at the time of when he died, supposedly he had a 25-year-old girlfriend or wife who was pregnant. And this dude was 80, or almost 80. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, but age ain't nothing. So as I was talking about my young client that I just got that's 22, he probably is going to be the best client out of everybody. Because it ain't got nothing to do with age. It has to do with desperation and inspiration. High vibration removes stress. So you, my brother, not your wife, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not me. If you're looking for me to maintain your vibratory rate, you're in trouble. But I'm maintaining mine. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm making sure that my thoughts are thoughts of good things that make me feel good. I make sure that the people in my circle are good people that make me feel good. I make sure that the music is good music that make me feel good. I make sure that the nature is good nature that makes me feel good. I make sure that the food is good food that makes me feel good, that makes me vibrate, that's alkalinity. I make sure all day, every day, that I am connecting with source. I meditate. What do? Now, this guaranteed to work. Guaranteed. if you close your eyes and if you imagine yourself in whatever place that you are, you know what's outside of your house. So I'm sitting right now doing this show in my bedroom. So if I close my eyes and I imagine my energy or my aura, and I'm going to expand it to fill up my house. So what does I do is I close my eyes and I picture myself. I want you to do this. Everybody, please do this. Close your eyes, please. So everybody got their eyes closed? Now, I want you to do this. Imagine that you are expanding your energy to fill up your entire house, meaning that imagine, I always use the color yellow because I like the gold, because gold is mana. It's white powder, gold is armor. That's the stuff, again, that activates all the DNA and all the stuff of gold. So I imagine the color of my aura is gold. It's yellow or purple. Purple is a good color. So imagine that everything in your body is gold, and then it goes from your body to fill up your room. Everything in the room is gold. And then your whole house is gold or purple or green or yellow. And then from your house to your block, it then expands. And then imagine your state. Picture a map in your head of your state, and imagine your whole state is filled with your aura. Now, picture a map of the United States of America, all 50 states, including Alaska. And you, with the 50 states, imagine that all 50 states is gold, yellow, purple, or green. All 50 states, that color represents your aura. Now, picture the globe, the entire world. Everybody can now put an image of the world in your brain. And now, picture your aura expanding out to the entire globe. To the entire world. That means you can expand because you're unlimited. You can do this, and then you can go out to Mars, Jupiter, all the way until you hit the sun, and you become one with the sun. Now, that's how I connect with Source. I learned that from, I forgot the lady's name, class that I took many years ago. And when I meditate, that's what I do. I connect with God. Now, I don't do that anymore because I now, after going through Ken Henry's 7 types of praise, Shabbat, so I forgot all of that. I mean, I've done so many courses and so many gurus. It's crazy. But now I know that music transmutes better than my imagination. But before, I would meditate, and I would imagine my aura expanding all the way until it contacted God. And once I contacted God, me and God was connected. And then I would ask any question that I had, and I got instant answers. That's called quantum thinking. I do that now. Except now, I put on Braveheart soundtrack. Now, let me make sure you understand what I mean, brothers and sisters. Let's do one more. How much time we got? We got a couple of more minutes. Where, now, this is really important because we're talking about transmuting the soul. We're talking about going from an isolated, introverted, detached state to an extroverted, connected, enthusiastic, excited, I'm going to go rum and slap you upside the head state. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to slap nobody. I'm talking about how do you instantly change your vibratory rate where you are so excited, you have so much enthusiasm that you come on and you do shows like me and you start yelling and screaming in people's ear and be like, what the hell's wrong with this dude? Now, you broke as hell. You ain't got $2 to your name. You 50 pounds overweight. You just got bad news. And you can barely read and write. So all 4 areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, you are suffering in all 4 areas. But guess what? You just like a kid on Christmas Day. Why? Why, brothers and sisters? Because you understand that you control your vibratory rate, not the situation. Now, as soon as you do that, guess what happened? That paradigm that we have not removed pops up. How do you remove it? Pay attention to it. We're going to talk about that tonight. See, you can't feel good because you ain't got no money. Bam! That's your demon. You don't got no money. So what happens when you say, I don't got no money? Even if it's true, I don't give a damn if it is true. pardon my French, because it's not true. Because the physical world is not true. The real world is the imaginary world. The real world is the spiritual world. The real world is the metaphysical world. The real world is the subatomic world, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, which says that the word of God, the invisible realm, framed the visible realm. So that means my thoughts is the frame that builds matter. So if you can understand Hebrews 11, 3, everybody should memorize Hebrews 11, 3. Everybody should memorize Hebrews 11, 3. Everybody. Please remember, please memorize, I said remember, Hebrews 11, 3. Let me go there and let me read it because y'all know my memory ain't that great. So Hebrews 11, 3 says, by faith, we understand. Let me read a New Living Translation. That's a little better. Then we'll read in the King James. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed by God's command. Now that means voice or void or frequency. That's you. I know it's contrary to your theology, but just play along with it. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. What? So the visible world came from invisible stuff. Like, where they do that at? Obviously, they do it in heaven. Let's read Hebrews 11:3 in the King James. King James says in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. Whoa. Let me read it one more time. By faith we understand that the universe was framed or was framed by God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. So the invisible realm creates, my brothers and sisters, the invisible realm creates. So when you go to the invisible realm, your imaginations, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect, all that's invisible. When you go there, you create. You want to create, go there. How do you get there? Music, people, nature, fruit of the spirit, laughter. That is how you get to the invisible realm. You get to the invisible realm by being grateful and by being happy. An attitude of gratitude, desperation, and inspiration. Play you some music, my brothers and sisters, that's going to allow you to transmute your soul. Now, everybody's music is different. I don't know what inspires you or motivates you, but all I know is you need to find something, and you need to find it quick. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we're going to break down something that is very, very important, how to locate and delete your core imprint that is producing cognitive dissonance inside of you. When your patterns show up, change them. Patterns show up, change them. The only time you can change a pattern is when it shows up. That's why they don't show up. The only time you can change your pattern is when it shows up. The only time you can change your pattern is when it shows up. So you have to pay attention to your pattern. And when it changes, when it shows up, that's when you grab it. And the number one pattern that you got to change is, I am not enough. Because you are. Everybody that listens to the sound of my voice, you need to make sure you understand that stress is how your body responds to your mess. Stress is how your body responds to your mess. Stress is an indication that there is some mess that you're not listening to. You're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to the message that the universe is sending you in the form of mess. This is the greatest thing that can happen to you. I love adversity because that's how I learn and grow. Now, when adversity shows up in my life, I transmute it immediately. I highly recommend you do the same thing. Don't play with adversity. It gets power. And then, therefore, it becomes an addiction. And once it becomes an addiction, it becomes a habit. It becomes a neural network. See, your body is responding and it's saying stress. This stress is creating struggle. This comes from your genetics. This comes from your environment, this comes from the ley lines or your place of birth, and this comes from your blood. It can be and it should be good. It should be a pleasant experience. Now, that's hard to say, because I remember when I was in a car wreck and I totaled my brand new car, it was very difficult to transmute that and say that that was a good experience. So sometimes it may be bad experience. It may be trauma. It could be a major car accident like I had. Or it could be all of the GMOs or these subtle toxins that's inside of your food. And you consume this acidic food every day. And this food is causing you stress because it is producing and it is lowering your alkalinity rate and it's creating an acidic state in your body and it's producing a disease imprint on your DNA. And this disease, low 7.5 and below pH balance, that's the result of eating genetically modified organisms or food, that's lower your vibrating rate. And so that causes disharmony inside the body, which is manifested as stress and negative thinking. And so you could be doing everything I'm saying, but you're going out and eating fast food every day, and then you're wondering why, man, why do I feel depressed? Why do I? Now, see, you're going to be ashamed. Don't believe me? Eat healthy and then start eating bad. You're going to feel ashamed. And that feeling that you feel, because you know it's wrong, you know you should be eating that, but you eat it anyway because you ain't got time to cook or blah, 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 blah. And so you go eat it, and what do you feel? Yeah, you feel bad. Why you feel bad? Because you know better. And then because you feel bad, you get more bad. And you're wondering why. I'm doing everything right, but you're eating like trash. And guess what? You're struggling financially. Do you know your diet can create poverty? Do you know that your diet can create poverty? Now, I just have this book. It's a class I'm teaching at my wife's father's church that explains this inside of my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. Let me close. I said this before. Let me close with this. The vibratory frequency of food has a huge effect on your body. This has been scientifically proven that when you put something in your mouth, it's the same thing as putting a thought in your head. Alters the biological frequency of the body through food. So external molecules affects the cellular structure, and it changes the frequency of the local biological environment, meaning I have a good body, I put in bad food, it changes the entire structure. You know what that means? That means you could do everything right, and you go in and put bad food in your mouth, it lowers the whole body. The vibratory rate goes from harmony to disharmony, and it affects all of the biological components. And the body, again, is forced to decrease its frequency because it has to handle, process that low vibratory food. Nutrition is huge when it comes to raising your vibratory rate, just like everything else. Brothers and sisters, I'm way over time. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Join me tonight. Man, tonight's show is going to be powerful because we have to deal with this one phrase that says, Brother Will, I can't join your program, man, because. That's him. Yeah. Whatever comes after that word, because, that's your demon. You say, Brother Will, I want to join your program, homie, but it costs $5,000, man, and I don't have $5,000 because. Whatever comes after that, we're going to kill that fool tonight. Brothers and sisters, may God bless you and have mercy, grace, joy, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Because against or with those things, low vibrations, they don't stand a chance. And we get those things from Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate you and lower your vibration. He doesn't do that. So anything that comes in and lowers your vibration, you know it's not from the big G. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in a higher vibration. We call it eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. And after I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.